Now, speaking of toothbrushes, we left Eva, our colleague, scrubbing away furiously with an electric toothbrush before we played Izzy's piece there. And now she's moved on to the other half of her mouth and is scrubbing away with a normal manual toothbrush. And you've been very diligent. Are you normally this diligent at home?
Well, normally I use an electric toothbrush.
You do?
I do. So okay. It actually feels a little bit odd to be using a manual.
And we asked Eva to eat a tablet which would show where the dirt and muck on her teeth were, having not cleaned her teeth all day. So Nick, who's still with us, Nick's a dentist, what do you see? What's your verdict?
First of all, I can see Eva's done a very good job, certainly better than a lot of teenagers that I see. And the left side where you use the electric toothbrush, it's worked perfectly because that's lovely and clean. The right-hand side with the manual brush is just a little bit of the red stain along the gum line still and a little bit between the teeth, which is where the electric toothbrush is more effective at getting rid of that.
Does that tend to be normally the sort of danger area then? It's along the gum line, which is where we characteristically miss with a manual brush.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. That's the real danger area, and that can then cause inflamed gums, bleeding gums that can actually cause gum disease, which is the other problem that can affect the teeth as well as tooth decay.
But your verdict is the electric toothbrush is doing a better job.
Definitely, and with the 2-minute recommendation, electric toothbrushes have a little timer, so you get that 2-minute warning, and they'll also have a pressure sensor to avoid using too much force. One of the drawbacks of mechanical or manual toothbrushing is causing gum recession and wearing the tooth away, so all those things are prevented ideally.
So that's great. I have a question in that I'm 27 and I've still got a wisdom tooth coming in and causing me lots of problems. I thought that I'd be done with my wisdom teeth years ago. So why did a wisdom tooth take so long to come in?
Yeah, that's a great question. We all would normally have a third set of molars, which are the wisdom teeth, and they come through anywhere from sort of late teens, early 20s to late 20s. And I think just now there's often not a lot of room for them. They do cause problems. They used to be taken out a lot more than they are now. And with those teeth being left in, we do tend to find more problems for sure.